In Chicago on this Monday afternoon, futures finished the day mixed. The hard red winter wheat and soft red winter wheat were lower on the afternoon. Let's start with the soft red in Chicago. It was down 2¾. The settlement price in the nearby December at $8.42. July at $8.68¾ finished a penny and three quarters lower. The hard red in Kansas City much further down for the day. July, the new crop at $9.22, 20 and a quarter cents lower. December corn futures back in Chicago up a quarter of a cent at $7.48¼. These are closes and not settlement prices. March contract, $7.53¾ from the corn pit. Up one in the May future, $7.54¾, 2¾ higher. July contract, $7.47, up 2¾. And December futures, that's your new crop harvest month, $6.39¼, up 3¾. Soy complex now, soybean futures, the nearby January contract, $14.52, up 13¼ at its close. The March at $14.47½, up 15 cents, and May soybeans at $14.27½ a bushel, up 17 and three quarters. July futures, $14.14½, up 14, and the September's at $13.53¼, up 15. November beans, $13.16¾, up 12 and a quarter. Bean meal futures at $4.46, up 3.60. Bean oil at $49.90. They finished 49 cents higher. Live cattle futures on the day, February at $130.77½, a settlement price up 37½. The March feeders down 20. At 148.22½, and lean hogs were 15 cents lower. It's the third day of November. It's the third day of December. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. On the phone line with us to take a look at the agricultural futures markets, Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
So the marketplace was kind of fun and different today. The soybeans rallied and the corn followed suit, but wheat futures were a bit lower. What'd you find when you looked at the commodities?
Yeah, it was strong early, then gave up ship. The export inspections report sort of put the buying to halt there once that came out. Showed we shipped out 14 million bushels of wheat. The trades looking for 8 to 21. For the marketing year, we're about 460 million bushels versus 533 last year. Corn shipments were only 9.6, and they were looking for 15 to 26. We're about 208 million bushels shipped out. That's 50% of a year ago. Bean shipments were 51 million bushels. They were looking for about 51, 61, but we shipped out over 600 million bushels, well above the last year's pace of about 430 million bushels. That kind of eased the buying interest in the corn and the wheat. Kept a firm tone in the beans as the day went on. Unwinding a little bit of the wheat spread, a lot of bullishness in the wheat here over the last few trading days. We saw a little bit of profit taking in that as the trade continues to watch the forecast for the western wheat belt. There's ideas we could maybe see as much as 20% abandonment in the west if this dry trend continues. You know, also, too, we're seeing wheat on the world scale continue to be a concern, as most countries are experiencing some weather problems with their wheat crop, Todd.
Is there anything that a producer should be considering at this point? I know there have been times when cash bids for corn in the last week and a half have pushed towards that $8 bill, although they won't be there that today unless somebody's really in need of corn. Do you think there's that opportunity in the basis to make that kind of price swing in the near-term future?
We're in the mode here. You know, the bears, you know, had the market way going into Thanksgiving. We feel the bull's going to have his way going into the Christmas time window, at least into the 21st of the month here. The technical indicators are a little overbought on a short-term scale, but the market did its thing here over the last week to indicate that the trend should be sideways to higher here going to year end. And we kind of recommend it be sort of a tight holder here. We feel and have about everybody where they want to be right now. For those who are sold up, we've got some cash replacements on trying to take advantage of the upside here. If you're one that does have inventory to sell, there's nothing wrong with sort of scale up selling as we go along here, because it's what you raise it for, is to sell it. And you got to take advantage of some this up price move here that we feel we're going to see here over the next 2 weeks at least, Todd.
Did you read any clarifying news today about the Mississippi River from St. Louis to Cairo, its closing, and or the impact it might have on the marketplace?
Well, yeah, that's a conversational piece. It's definitely a concern if we don't get some additional moisture here as we move down the road. That's the main transportation system, of course. The impact could be significant here if we don't take advantage of getting some work done on here. While the water levels are low, but if we don't have some additional moisture here this winter, doesn't matter what you do, it's going to be awful hard to move a whole lot of grain through the export system through the Gulf. So we're going to have to rely more heavily on the western part of the country, the Pacific Northwest, and it's going to really bring up the bids in the West, because we've been sucking grain out of the West, a lot of rail, a lot of movement in the West to East, and now we're going to have additional movement the other way, too. So it's going to really firm the bids up from here on West, especially. But that's something we need to hopefully get worked out here, and more than anything, get some moisture to help the water levels rise.
Cattle futures, very quickly. Take a look at those and tell me what you think the next 4 to 5 months might look like as we make our way into the first and second quarter of the 2013 calendar year. Will we be short enough on supply that they should stay strong?
Well, we feel there's going to be a trading range type of atmosphere. You take the June futures, for example, we feel there's going to be fairly good support. As you get down in this 30-29 area, resistance up around 32-33, the main thing on the cattle, per capita consumption just continues to drop here in the U.S. The U.S. consumers shying away from the beef sector, and it's really kind of keeping a lid on values here, even though we're looking at the tightest numbers in history. What's been really helping the cattle price stay at these higher levels has been our export. And we really got to watch Japan, because Japan's a big producer or purchaser of our beef, and they're entering a recessionary time window here, where if their economy starts to struggle, it could cut back on U.S. beef purchases. So that's the main thing we got to watch going in this winter. But the other thing to watch, too, is this winter's weather. If it remains mild, it can keep a lid on values here as weight gains remain strong. But the main thing is the overall picture in the beef sector is going to remain firm as we go into next summer due to the tighter supplies we have, Todd.
Kurt, thanks so much.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, joins us here on the Closing Market Report.